From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Russia's militia reports it successfully test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile. The move came as tension continues to spike over Russian interference in the Crimea region of Ukraine. President Barack Obama says Russian interference is not a sign that Russia has scored a strategic victory over the West. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
President Obama appealed directly to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, to return troops to their bases and instead choose a path to diplomacy and engage directly with the Ukrainian government. He told reporters that analysis in the media suggesting Putin had outmaneuvered the West was strategically incorrect.
Countries near Russia have deep concerns and suspicions about this kind of meddling, and if anything, it will push many countries further away.
Though in a more measured tone, President Obama backed up assertions made by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Kiev that Russia's defying international law and the norms of behavior of a major nation state.
Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Russia is not considering annexing Crimea. But Kiev accuses Russian troops stationed in Crimea of interfering in the almost week-long standoff between the Crimean self-defense units and the main Ukrainian army. As Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow, Vladimir Putin defended the actions of Russia's army, saying they were justified.
Vladimir Putin said Russia is not going and will not go to war with Ukraine. However, he added, if he were to take such a decision, it would comply with international law, as Russia has received a request for help from the legitimate president of the country. The only thing that we did was to reinforce the security of our military facilities, which had been constantly threatened, the Russian president said. He added, while the ousted Viktor Yanukovych has no political future, he remains the officially elected head of state, and that in his absence no top-level contacts are possible between Kyiv and Moscow. Overall, he said the extreme tension of the situation in Crimea has dissipated and there is no longer need for the use of Russian armed forces there.
Meanwhile, after emergency talks in Brussels, NATO says it's intensifying its assessment of the persistently unstable security situation in Ukraine. A second NATO meeting with Russia was announced for Wednesday, where details of any actions to bolster the Ukrainian border by NATO may be announced. The United Nations Secretary General has recommended sending a 12,000-strong peacekeeping mission to the Central African Republic as ethnic violence continues. But if approved, troops could not be deployed for another 6 months. Nick Harper reports from the UN in New York.
The UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, has recommended a full peacekeeping force before, back in November, but this time the size of his recommendation is much larger. Ban is suggesting 12,000 peacekeepers, made up of 10,000 troops and nearly 2,000 UN police. They'd help with security as well as humanitarian affairs, distributing aid and relocating the more than 1 million displaced civilians. But the scale of the task means deployment would not begin for another 6 months, if the UN Security Council approves the mission.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The U.S. State Department is describing the mass stabbing which killed 29 people in China's Kunming City as an act of terrorism. It comes as Chinese state-run media heavily criticized the U.S. and Western media of double standards for not using that phrase in their response. Rebecca Hume reports from Washington.
On Monday, U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki made a statement saying the attack appeared to be an act of terrorism targeting random members of the public. China's state-run news agency Xinhua was initially angered at the U.S. Embassy response in Beijing, which described the attack as a horrific, senseless act of violence. Xinhua called the U.S. reaction a double standard in the global fight against terrorism.
And the United Nations drug watchdog says the legalization of marijuana in the U.S. states of Colorado and Washington is an irresponsible move that violates international drug control conventions. The organization has a long-standing position against the legalization of recreational drugs. FSN's Mary McCarthy reports from our Colorado Bureau.
In a new report, the International Narcotics Control Board says it deeply regrets the Colorado and Washington decisions to allow any adult to buy marijuana. The UN agency says the new policies pose a threat to global efforts to combat drug abuse and is calling on the U.S. federal government to step in the states where pot is now legal.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.